This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is in London for a NATO summit. He's under pressure from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to resist the temptation to wade into the British election campaign coming up later in December. Francesca Linnall reports.
At the London summit, marking NATO's 70th anniversary, leaders will try to put on a show of unity as they face questions about the future of the U.S.-led alliance. Trump is due to hold separate talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, who recently vented that NATO was experiencing brain death, prompting Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan to tell Macron to check that his own brain was not failing. Macron complained of a lack of strategic coordination between European allies on the one hand and the United States and Turkey on the other. US officials regard the NATO summit as a celebratory moment for Trump, as his pressure on member nations has led many to increase their military spending.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linnall reporting. Ukraine's president is speaking out about the phone call that spurred the U.S. impeachment inquiry. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Asked if there was a connection between the president's decision to block military aid to Ukraine and the two investigations he asked for, Volodymyr Zelensky said he did not speak with the president from a position of quid pro quo. He tells Time magazine, "I don't want us to look like beggars." The president later mischaracterized that.
The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. That should be case over.
In the interview, Zelensky said it's not about a quid pro quo, telling Time, "We're at war. If you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us." Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com from the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News. The families of the two victims in the London Bridge stabbings on Friday have released statements to pay tribute to them as well as to request privacy. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
The families of the two people killed in London on Friday have released heartfelt tributes. Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt were fatally stabbed in an attack on London Bridge. They were involved in a prisoner rehabilitation conference, which their attacker had also been attending. The family of Jones said the 23-year-old had a wonderful thirst for knowledge and a great passion for providing invaluable support to victims of criminal injustice. Merritt's family described him as thoughtful and empathetic while working towards helping people in the criminal justice system. The attacker, identified as Usman Khan, had been convicted of terrorism in 2012, but was let out early.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is hospitalized again. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Carter Center said in a statement Monday afternoon, former President Jimmy Carter was admitted to a hospital in America's Georgia over the weekend for treatment of a urinary tract infection. The 95-year-old Carter has had multiple hospital visits in 2019, including a stay for hip replacement surgery and treatment for a fractured pelvis. In 2015, Carter was treated for cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma and announcing the cancer had spread to other parts of his body. His liver was partially removed, and after treatment for brain lesions and radiation and immunotherapy, Carter said he was cancer-free. Carter has lived longer than any U.S. president. I'm Mike Gracia.
A new wave of abuse lawsuits could hit the Catholic Church like never before. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
A wave of new laws in 15 states allow people to make claims of sexual abuse going back decades. This could bring a flood of lawsuits against the Roman Catholic Church that could surpass anything seen so far in its clergy abuse crisis. Associated Press interviews with attorneys and clergy abuse watchdog groups found it could result in at least 5,000 new cases against the church and more than $4 billion in payouts. California, New York, and New Jersey are among 8 states that go furthest in allowing sex abuse claims, no matter how old. Catholic leaders worry about the difficulty of defending such old cases, and more dioceses are considering bankruptcy and victim compensation funds. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Trump administration has quietly released $105 million in military aid to Lebanon that it had been holding up for reasons that are still unclear. There's no indication the money was held up for political favors. A senior State Department official said Monday there were questions about the efficacy of U.S. aid to the Lebanese armed forces. The aid was unfrozen last week without fanfare, and Congress was notified in writing on Monday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.